Time now for World Sport from the BBC with me, Richard Connolly. Coming up, news of a dramatic day in the Premier League. Arsenal are back in the title race after victory at Stoke, but it's marred by an horrific injury to Aaron Ramsey. And in the match builders, Team Bridge versus Team Terry, Chelsea are well beaten by Manchester City. Also to come, security is tightened in India ahead of the Men's Hockey World Cup. First though, third-placed Arsenal are now just 3 points behind the Premier League leaders Chelsea after a 3-1 win at Stoke City, but a serious injury to their 19-year-old midfielder Aaron Ramsey overshadowed the victory. The tackle by Ryan Shawcross led to the Stoke player being sent off. From the Britannia Stadium, here's the BBC's Darren Fletcher.
Early reports from Arsenal's medical staff indicate damage to the tibia and fibula in Ramsey's right leg. He'll spend the night in a nearby hospital to have his leg stabilised before being transferred to London for further treatment. It happened almost 2 years to the day since Eduardo suffered a similar break at Birmingham and led to Arsene Wenger reiterating his belief that teams are too physical when they play Arsenal. He said in his opinion a 3-match ban for Shawcross would be insufficient punishment. Tony Pulis defended his player, insisting there's no way in a million years the tackle was intended to cause harm. Shawcross left the pitch in tears after being shown a red card. He was met at the ground by his parents and left without making any comment.
So a victory for Arsene Wenger's Arsenal, but at a high cost. The Stoke boss Tony Pulis, as we heard, defended Ryan Shawcross. But for Wenger, the incident brought back some unpleasant memories.
Very promising young player with an outstanding game on top of that. Injured like that, it's very difficult to swallow. It's not the third player we get with horrendous injuries. And it's always coincidence. I don't believe in coincidence. We had Diaby, we had Eduardo, we have now Ramsey. It's too difficult to take.
Well, I know my players better than Wenger knows my players. And, it's a poor challenge and the lad's broken his leg. And we're absolutely devastated at this football club that has happened. You know, we wish Aaron and, you know, speedy recovery. But Ryan is not that type of lad. He's not that type of kid.
Well, on an extraordinary day for him, Shawcross was later called up to the England squad for the first time in his career for next week's friendly against the African champions Egypt. The early kick-off in the Premier League at Stamford Bridge lived up to its billing with the much-publicised meeting between John Terry's Chelsea and Wayne Bridge's Manchester City. It began with Bridge refusing to shake Terry's hand and it ended with City beating nine-man Chelsea by 4-2. Watching the BBC's Alan Green.
Bridge didn't shake Terry's hand. Understandable. Chelsea fans booed Bridge thereafter. Pathetic. But who had the last laugh? It was a daft game, really. Chelsea were overwhelmingly better in the first half. Lampard's excellent goal deservedly put them in front close to half-time, but not close enough. Shocking defending involving Terry allowed Tevez to equalise in stoppage time. Then, 6 minutes after the interval, more poor defending allowed Bellamy to run from the halfway line and beat Hilario. Still not beyond Chelsea, surely. But a quarter of an hour left, Belletti brought down Barry, he was sent off, and Tevez' penalty made it 3-1. Then Ballack, brainless, was also sent off, and Bellamy soon made it 4-1. Lampard scored with a penalty in stoppage time, but it hardly erased the embarrassment of an awful defeat for the league leaders.
Well, after the intense scrutiny on Manchester City's Wayne Bridge, City's goalkeeper Shay Given praised the defender's attitude.
Well, of course, it's been a difficult few weeks for him, but I think he proved on the pitch today he was fantastic. And, you know, we're delighted for Bridget that we've got the 3 points as a team. We've stuck together in a difficult place and we've gone away from Stamford Bridge with 3 points, and Bridget deserves great credit for that.
So Chelsea are just 1 point ahead of Manchester United now. Arsenal in third are 3 points off the top. Just a day after Portsmouth became the first Premier League club to enter administration, the club's players provided the fans with some much-needed cheer. With a 2-1 victory at Burnley, Hassan Yebda scored Pompey's winner from the penalty spot. Portsmouth still bottom of the table. Bolton are out of the relegation zone thanks to a 1-0 win over Wigan. Zat Knight with the goal. And Birmingham City have moved up to 8th with a 1-0 victory over Wigan. James McFadden with a penalty on the stroke of half-time. Now, the first major trophy of the English season will be handed out later as Aston Villa take on Manchester United in the final of the League Cup at Wembley. A guaranteed place in next season's Europa League awaits the winners. So don't tell the Villa boss Martin O'Neill that it's only the League Cup.
If you could win, it does. It will give great confidence to the team. really great confidence, a confidence that you, more than just playing well in a match, actually winning something. The first trophy is so, so important. I remember under fantastic manager Brian Clough, we won the Anglo-Scottish Cup, which was his first trophy at the time. And he kept that trophy or made us feel as if this was winning the European Cup because it was so, so important. It was the start of something. It was tangible. It was there. It was on the sideboard. And in the scheme of things, it was really small fry. But it wasn't to us. It was really important. And it gave you confidence to go on and win some things. And he always said it himself, that that was the springboard for the side to push on.
Well, Manchester United's trophy cabinet is packed full of silverware, and their striker Wayne Rooney, who's the top scorer in the Premier League this season, is hungry to keep on winning.
Doing well at the minute, scoring a lot of goals, and I think the team playing really well. Apart from the slip-up against Everton, we've been doing well, so no, it's going to be a difficult game against Villa because they've got a lot of young players and the fresh and the run of us, so it'll be a difficult game.
It's the first major final of the season. It's great to get a bit of silverware in the cabinet, isn't it?
Yeah, always, yeah. It's a game everyone wants to play in. You know, the manager will probably make a few changes, but, you know, all the players want to play in. If you can win that the first trophy, then it gives you something to, to build off and then try and win more. So it's an important game for us.
On to news from Spain's La Liga, and a goal 6 minutes from time from the World Player of the Year, Lionel Messi, gave Barcelona a 2-1 home win over Malaga. Earlier, Gonzalo Higuain scored two goals and set up another for Kaká as Real Madrid beat Tenerife 5-1. Barcelona stayed 2 points clear of Real at the top of the table. In Germany, the leaders Bayer Leverkusen set a Bundesliga record for the longest unbeaten start to the season when they drew 0-0 at home to Cologne. The draw extends Leverkusen's run to 24 league matches without defeat. They are 1 point ahead of Bayern Munich, who host Hamburg later on Sunday. And it's been confirmed that Vahid Halilhodžić has been sacked as coach of the Ivory Coast. It follows a disappointing Africa Cup of Nations where the Elephants were beaten in the quarterfinals by Algeria. The former Chelsea coach Guus Hiddink is among the contenders to take over the team for the World Cup finals. Now to Delhi, where security has been stepped up for the Men's World Cup hockey tournament, which starts later on Sunday. Among the opening day fixtures is the potentially highly charged meeting between India and Pakistan. Also playing will be the 2008 Olympic silver medalist Spain against South Africa. Several players have expressed worries about security, but England's captain Barry Middleton is happy with the measures in place.
The security concerns were, since we've been here, the security we've seen has been good. There's a lot around, and so we're not worried with that now, and we just want to get on with playing hockey. You know, the people who are here to do the security, we're going to let them handle that, and we're now just thinking about hockey and going to play hockey.
At the Winter Olympics in Vancouver, Canada have now won 13 gold medals, more than any other host nation in the history of the Games. The latest came in the men's curling final against Norway. The Canadians also won gold through their men's pursuit speed skating team and slalom snowboarder JCJ Anderson. And there may be another one to come in the men's hockey final against the USA on Sunday. Finally, rugby union and Ireland kept alive their faint hopes of retaining their Six Nations title with a 20-16 win over England at Twickenham. Italy beat Scotland 16-12. The defeat leaves Scotland without a win after three games. And that's the latest world sport from the BBC.